Hi, this is Sean Ellis. Welcome to this week's edition of Sean Says. This week's message, 5 keys to double your speaking business. How does that sound? Doubling your speaking business. That sounds good, right? You know, historically, double-digit growth has been the measuring stick for truly successful businesses. But in this market, in this economy, you don't hear so much about double-digit growth. But I want to actually say to you this week, what if you could go beyond double-digit growth to achieve even triple-digit growth in your speaking business, even in this economy? Well, let's talk about that. You know, in talking with speakers recently being in the past few months, I've heard from some who are reporting just outrageous growth this year, some even who grew their businesses in 2009, right in the heat of the recession. But there are still many out there who express fear and frustration and discouragement. Some speakers I've talked to, I talked to someone recently who's a great friend of mine, somebody that I've known almost as long as I've been in this business. And he said his business was practically down to zero after last year. I talked to another speaker who is an authority on sales and speaks to organizations about how to boost sales and boost revenue. And I was talking to him about a possible marketing endeavor. And he told me that he was in a bunker mentality. Those are his words, bunker mentality, which, you know, I completely understand that. But how in the world can you lead or guide or advise other people and organizations to grow and to reach new heights if you're in a bunker mentality yourself? So I totally get it. I've been there before. We've all been there. It happens to us. But I urged him to break out of it just because that's a dangerous place to be. You know, standing still, the only place I know standing still is advisable, I guess, maybe if you're in quicksand, you're supposed to stand still. But when it comes to growing your business, as the old saying goes, you're either green and growing or you're ripe and rotting. So there is no standing still. If you want to experience remarkable growth in your business, be it double-digit growth, triple-digit growth, either way, if you want to keep your business moving forward, I've found 5 key qualities to be necessary. And this relates to speakers and anyone who's running a business. And here they are. Number one, be bold. Show no fear in the face of potential dangers or obstacles. There's a certain fearlessness that you've got to have there, or I guess actually not fearlessness, but the ability to press on, to be bold and press on, even when maybe someone would be afraid, where there's, you know, it's dangerous, there are obstacles out there, but be bold and push through it. Number two, be innovative. Never get comfortable with the way things have always been done. That's something that a lot of us and people in a lot of different industries kind of fell into that trap because we had year after year of things were just going great. I mean, look at the housing market and all this creative financing, and it seemed like, hey, this is perfect. Let's just keep doing it. Same for speakers, same for speakers bureaus. There was this model that was working. But then all of a sudden things got shifted and a lot of people's businesses fell apart. You can't get comfortable with doing things the way they've always been done, even if that appears to be working. I mean, certainly don't just abandon something that is working, but always be thinking ahead. You know, enjoy the benefits of what is working, but be thinking, what's next? Where can I go next to improve, to add on to what's already working? And then if one day what is working kind of falls away, well, I'm already 2 steps ahead. So be innovative. Number three, be valuable. And this can also tie into being innovative. You want to innovate in the direction of being more valuable. Enhance your service to become an even more important partner to prospective clients. The more value you can offer them, the more you stand out from all the competitors. You know, there are really thousands of speakers out there, but any speaker, you know, this gold inner circle, the reason that I wanted to bring this group together we're not here to compete against the thousands of other speakers who are out there. You don't have to compete against the thousands of other speakers who are out there. If you do things the right way, if you're bold, innovative, adding value, you're going to rise to the top tier and leave thousands of speakers behind, where you're going to narrow your field of competition significantly. So be valuable. Number four is be persistent. Persevere no matter what the opposition or what kind of discouragement you encounter. Persevere, persist, keep pressing on. Number five, the last one is believe. I know that's a little bit of a stretch there, but just to stick with the B theme, believe. And what I really mean by that is have confidence in what you're doing and in why you're doing it and where you're headed. You've got to have that confidence inside, because there's a lot of shaky stuff that's going to be going on around you, but you've got to have an inner confidence that you know that you're doing the right things, you know why you're doing these things, and you know you're headed in the right direction. And that will be true. You can be confident in that if you're doing these other four. So I want you to think this week, first of all, I hope I can encourage you to be bold and be innovative and keep pressing on. But I want you to look at your business also. Are there places where you can innovate more? Are there places where you can add value? Be looking at that. But also, I want you to have confidence in what you're doing. I mean, I applaud you for hooking up with this Gold Inner Circle, because as much as I want to bring to the table and I'm committed to, you know, I'm studying and observing the market and other speakers, and I'm trying to bring in a lot of good, solid insight for you that you can apply in your business. But beyond anything that I can bring to the table, it's really just about being focused every week and where your head is and thinking about these sorts of things, about are you being innovative? Are you adding value? And be persistent. I want to encourage you to believe in what you're doing. That's what I'm here for. But, you know, these five qualities, we've put them to the test at the speakers group, and it's something that I've believed in, and the way that I've tried to run the business as long as I've been in business, but also even going back to Premier Speakers Bureau when I was the executive vice president there, an extremely bold, innovative company, and we had great success there, and Premier continues to succeed today. We were named one of the 50 fastest growing companies in Nashville while I was there. These are the ways that you grow a business. And, you know, I wouldn't advocate them if they weren't, if I hadn't put them to the test, and I can speak personally to the impact of these five qualities or these five keys on your business. I can honestly say I've never seen a person or an organization with these five qualities fail. So I challenge you this week. I encourage you, embrace these qualities in your speaking business and see what happens. And let us know here at the Gold Inner Circle. Chime in the comments area. I'd love to hear your feedback and your report on what happens when you go out there and put these to work. But have a great week. Be bold. Keep believing. Persist. And you're going to do great things this week.